USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House has begun debating two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one alleging abuse of power, the other for obstruction of Congress. Democrats accuse Trump of pressuring Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation of Trump's Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden while withholding military aid to Ukraine, something Trump denies. And so do Republicans. Minority Leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, says moments ago,
"The legacy of the 116th Congress will be defined by their hatred for President Trump and their deep-rooted desire to oust him from office." What we found with the Speaker just a week ago, she finally admitted she'd been trying to impeach him for nearly 3 years.
As the House votes on impeachment later today, the President and VP Pence will be in Battle Creek, Michigan at a campaign rally. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
The U.S. has failed to reach a deal with South Korea on the cost of keeping U.S. troops in that country. The existing deal between the two nations expires December 31st, and the negotiations, which ended today in Seoul, were the last talks scheduled this year. South Korean lawmakers say Washington wants up to $5 billion a year for the U.S. to keep 28,000 troops in that country. In Ohio, officials at an Athens County food pantry say they've received over $200,000 in donations thanks to LSU quarterback Joe Burrow's remarks about poverty in that county. Athens Food Bank President Karen Bright thanking Burrow, saying the generosity was absolutely unexpected.
"We had no idea that anything like this would happen. It's much more than we would typically get in a year."
She was speaking on NBC News. Burrow grew up in Athens and spent the first 3 years of his college career as a backup QB at Ohio State. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As seasonal influenza activity continues to increase across the nation, health officials with the National Foundation for Infectious Disease have a warning, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Dr. Bill Schaffner, medical director of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, tells us about the concerns.
"We're particularly concerned that everyone who has a chronic health condition gets vaccinated, because it's those people with chronic health conditions who are more susceptible to the more severe cases of flu and its complications, pneumonia and having to be hospitalized, and of course, dying."
Dr. Schaffner tells us those chronic health conditions include heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes, even when those chronic conditions are well controlled.
Former intelligence analyst leaker Edward Snowden cannot profit from his memoir. That's because he didn't get clearance from the CIA and the National Security Agency. Snowden was contracted with the NSA when he leaked the information on top-secret surveillance systems to the media back in 2013. A federal judge ruling yesterday that Snowden violated a series of employment contracts that he signed when his memoir was published. And new research showing a spike in the number of grain bin deaths nationwide. The study was conducted by Purdue University and found at least 14 people have been killed in grain bin accidents just since August. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.